CLW83 Network. Tune in.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Somebody better call his mama!
Somebody call my mama! Come on, Chaos!
Call his mama,
somebody,
but he can't
call my mama!
He can't dance his way to the main event of WrestleMania!
Yeah, he's got some quick feet!
Gotta fight his way in, and I hear this guy's like...
Call my mama! Somebody call my mama!
Come on, Jay, you gotta be helping out!
He's an entertaining guy, I'll admit that.
He's dancing, he's nutty, silly, he's got the Elvis pants on, he's nutty. Look at him. Lamont. Fuck, Jack, can you scream like that?
I know.
Come on. Can you dance like that?
Somebody call my mama.
Can you get down like that?
Could you
grab your yam bang hot enough you can scream like that?
Somebody call my mama.
And when his mama got called, she came and picked him up from work. But that we are not looking at those kind of animals. We're looking at a whole new species of show. That would be the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. So let me introduce my panel real quick before we go on our paleontology run here. Let's start on the far north in the Big Apple, Mr. Jason Block.
Yeah, I have to just laugh. I can't just laugh. That's all I'm saying. I'm just laughing. I'm speechless.
Somebody who might have a few things to say from deep in the heart of Texas, Mr. Typho.
You know, I've learned in recent days that apparently on Planet Funk, Terry Funk is the reigning president.
But I thought he retired again.
Never.
That's true. And somebody who might have passed Planet Funk on our way to the show tonight, VRM.
Maybe not so much Planet Funk, but that billboard that fell on the BQE, Jason, you...
Yes, I did.
What?
We had 50 to 60 mile an hour winds, okay?
All right.
It blew down a 50-ton billboard.
Yikes. Did we get in?
And closed the BQE.
Okay.
Which is one of the main thoroughfares getting in and out of Brooklyn.
Oh, lovely. So now that you have all these people trapped in Brooklyn, have you had to bar the windows?
No, because the wind is actually, you know, as I said, the wind is, you know, too, as I said, the wind is just too strong. But.
Now that we have everybody here, as I said, I'd like to go into our paleontology lesson for the week. Somebody spotted a Funkasaurus.
Yeah.
On my wrestling shows this week. I have a name for him as well. Run BMC. Brutus motherfucking Clay. Just, what did I see? It still hurts my brain.
Okay. I don't know myself, but I will tell you this. It's over. And the fact is, Brodus Clay is over. Because here's the beauty of this, okay? Let me see if I get this right. The Executive Vice President of Talent Relations and... the interim general manager of Raw, John Laurinaitis, okay, set up Brodus Clay for months as this badass monster, as we saw this, you know, the promos.
Mm-hmm.
And then on last Monday, they said he was going to debut. This Monday, they debuted him in a gimmick that was so 180 to what he was promoted as. And literally, I'm watching this, and I nearly dropped my fajita. I mean, seriously. But A, Brodus Clay dropped weight. B, he crushes Curt Hawkins and then Tyson Kidd on SmackDown. And C, looked amazingly good doing it.
And so let me throw this over to VRM. To be honest, when I saw this come out, I thought this was just a huge rib, because once my brain started to try to process it, it came out to...
What the hell was that? I don't think I was watching the TV when it was... Well, because I think I was watching LSU fail miserably.
Carl, if you're listening, please turn away now.
Yeah, sorry, Carl.
Yeah, so I saw it tonight, and I think I was like, what? This is seriously a serious angle they're going with this? I'm like, wow.
Typho, how much have you missed the dancing fat man?
I gotta say that seeing it on Raw and seeing it again on SmackDown tonight, I do enjoy it, and I think it'll be fun. But as a former viewer when it was live of Deep South Wrestling, I watched Brodus Clay from day one that he's been in the company and developmental, and never, ever will I say that he is talented. Never. I will never say those words. I will say he has a good gimmick, and I think he'll be fun. I've just seen too much Brodus Clay / G-Rilla to melt your brain, I guess you could say.
I think this finally finished you off. I mean, this, like I said, this was indeed completely out of nowhere. But to his credit, he looks like he's having a lot of fun with it. And I believe one of the dancers is Naomi from NXT 3.
Right.
Who's the other dancer, Typho? Do you know?
Yeah, it's Ariane from Tough Enough, the Melina versus the Alicia Fox girl.
Oh, jeez.
Which, by the way, if you had her in your pool first Tough Enough alumni to debut, then you win.
And you probably won a lot, because that was a hell of a long shot. I didn't even realize she was still with the company.
I mean, you got Andy, the winner, you got Luke, you got Matt Cross somewhere, and it's her.
Okay, my brain hurts even more now. Okay, so this gimmick is designed to destroy the IWC mentally. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Fair enough. Let's see. What other silliness we have on Raw? We had another Geritrol. Another wonderful, yes, Geritrol.
No, Nick, it's Geritrol.
And he was so overwhelmed by the positive response that he's trying not to get, that he left the scene in tears. The poor man. Typho, you think we're even going to hear him say anything before the Rumble?
I doubt it. I think, if anything, I think he's going to be doing maybe not exactly what he's been doing, but similar things for the next several weeks at least. At least until the night after the Rumble, or maybe we'll hear something from him. But I still, until I'm proven otherwise, still in my brain that enjoys logic and things being remembered from the past, I'm going to continue to believe that he's just still suffering the effects of the Randy Orton skull punt that put him away the last time we saw him. He's mentally not back yet mentally.
You know what? That's actually not bad.
And every now and again, WWE likes to play with continuity. The only problem I would have with it, Typho, is that we don't have Orton around for Jericho to point a finger at. Maybe that's why he's not speaking, because he can't speak to the one person he needs to talk to.
Yeah, but then again, we could also have the idea that the reason he was crying is because he can't, it's like, is because he's just laughing so hard on the inside at how much the fans are eating this, are eating him up.
Mm-hmm.
So he's laughing so hard. We can't see it because he's laughing inside, but he's laughing so hard inside, it's choking him up. And it's like, yes, yes, sheeple, yes, drink it in. And then when I win the Rumble and turn on each and every one of you, you can suck it.
Hmm.
He's probably laughing because he looks up at the Tron and he can see his jacket.
Yes, he has a shiny jacket. And now let's hear the shiny music. Anyway, let's see. I'm gonna use VRM's last line to transition. We'll get back to Raw in just a second. Since I have a couple of guys fairly close to who live in New York City or are close enough, you guys realize that the evil boss Dr. Levesque was in your neighborhood.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Really?
He decided to recruit some giants into the clique, and they decided that, you know what, since you are so nice to let us in that exclusive club, we're going to let you use our stadium for WrestleMania 29.
No kidding. Wow.
Wait, 29?
MetLife.
Okay, when do tickets go on sale so that I may buy them?
Oh.
probably late October, early November, so start putting your pennies away now. And Typho, just so you don't feel left out.
Oh, I'm left out already.
Oh, you'll just have more time to save your money. They're looking at Dallas for 30.
I've already heard earlier that we're out of the running for both.
No, for both? Really?
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 Someone asked the Cowboy Stadium PR guy. He said he has talked with WWE about it, but in next year, they have the NCAA Tournament Regionals at Cowboy Stadium.
Oh,
in 2014,
yeah.
They have the Final Four. And they said because of the schedule, they probably won't be able to work anything out.
Ooh, very good. Wow. Okay.
They'd make a lot more money with Mania.
Well, you know, but I guess they signed the contracts beforehand.
That's true.
Yeah, they've had the Final Four booked for 2014 since before the stadium was built.
Well, but WrestleMania 29 at MetLife, that does sound like a done deal. I mean, the rumors are that it's just going to be announced in a few months when WrestleMania 28 happens.
Right. But that seems to be the understanding because Vince wants a jump on getting the first major event in there, beating out the Super Bowl. If they get WrestleMania 29 in there for 2013, and then I think MetLife gets the Super Bowl in 2014.
Yeah, we get 48.
So, you know, Vince scores a big one, and like I said, I bet all the Evil Doc had to do is go in there and flash a Wolfpack sign, give somebody a crotch chop, and they handed him the contract.
I don't think it was that.
Because if it was Woody Johnson probably got the crotch chop, and the Mariners got the Wolfpack sign.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry. There's a picture out there of the Evil Doc giving a DX symbol, a DX sign, while two football players are giving him click points. Come on.
Well, you know, I mean, look. All joking aside, to get WrestleMania 29 at MetLife is a huge deal, and I hope they do. I hope it's for real. I really do.
We'll have confirmation. We'll have private confirmation definitely before WrestleMania. They will, you know, of course, they always make their grand announcement at WrestleMania for next.
It's usually at the in the interim between like the last match and the main. Right?
It's usually in the middle of the show, actually. Isn't it?
I want to say it's in the middle of the show. It's just a matter that I look forward to it when it comes up, because the first few years that I watched wrestling, I don't pay too close attention to the boards, and I just wait for the announcement at Mania.
Because if it's at MetLife, then I know that I'm going to be waiting online for that ticket.
Oh, absolutely. And if you put, you need to go VRM. Everybody has to go to at least one WrestleMania in their lives.
I've been to one myself, and
I've done two and loved them both.
Been to one.
Which one?
I was ready for a second, but doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Which one did you go to, Typho?
17 in Houston.
Nice.
Oh, sweet. Because I know Jason's been to 20. I went to 22 and 23. And VRM, we need you to go to a WrestleMania.
Right.
Unfortunately, I can't donate to your cause.
Aww.
See, Dallas we'll probably just give Houston another one.
Ooh.
Warrior Stadium, maybe.
Now, and I've also got some protests from Mikey. He wants one at Lucas Oil in Indianapolis.
Well, Phoenix has... No, Phoenix just did Phoenix.
Yeah, they just did Phoenix. Well, that was 26. They haven't come up this way in a while.
Have they done the Superdome?
Have they done who?
The Superdome.
No.
No. And they haven't done the Metrodome either that I'm aware of.
St. Louis is still rumored for one eventually.
Right.
But they're going to be doing it, at the big places now from now on, so.
So, sorry they're not going to give you another one in the garden there, Jason.
Well, you know what? It's too small, and the construction's not done, The first level of construction's done. They got two or three years to go, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Something like that. They barely finished up this first round for the Ranger season, and then I don't know what else they're doing there. I have to look at the news, but
let's see. While you're digging that up, I do have one other thing that I have. There's a couple more things I have to pick up about Raw. No, go ahead, Vera. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, phase one was the reconstruction of the lower bowl. They're gonna be reworking some stuff. It's a total of $850 million over three off seasons. New lighting and HDTVs. New HVAC and broadcast center, new seating, two walkways suspended from the ceiling, so two catwalks to have fans look directly down on the. That's going to be a little dangerous and probably cost the fans a lot of money. So they got the lower bowl. The upper bowl concourse is going to be relocated to the 8th floor. 7th floor will be suites. And the existing 300 and 400 levels are going to be combined to make the new upper bowl.
Okay.
But I still don't think that's going to get anywhere near, like, not even 30,000 even after all this is done.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. Let's see. Let me go back to Raw for a second, because there was something else huge. I mean, something that might have even been bigger than Brodus Clay.
Not possible.
Something even bigger than the horror movie antics of poor Zack Ryder. Something bigger than all of this. And yes, it is possible, Typho. This was the first week in over 18 months that I was able to go through the entirety of Raw without thinking of throwing something at my television or even muting it.
Wow.
So
you're going to say the first time in 18 months Curt Hawkins has gotten on Raw.
You're right. That might be in 2 years. That might be first time in 2 whole years. When did the La Familia storyline end?
Like SummerSlam 08?
But somebody finally, even if it was just Mark Henry, got through to Michael Cole.
He was very well behaved. Not so much on SmackDown, but at least on Raw, he behaved himself.
Well, for the most part on SmackDown, he did behave himself. I did end up muting the television twice. One, because he spent half of Cody Rhodes' match shitting on Booker. And Jason, you were on IM with me. What was the second one?
What the hell was it? Was it during the? What the hell was it? I know it was during some of and mute. Hold on, let me look back.
Okay.
Ted DiBiase.
Potentially, but.
Goes hard on the DiBiase posse.
I didn't see mute number two.
Okay.
I all you just said, I'm dangerously close to mute number three. I don't know where mute number two was.
Okay. No, mute number three was during the main, but he didn't spend that whole time crapping on Daniel Bryan.
No, he's actually supporting him in a very bizarre sort of way.
He's half heel now. He's got to support.
So, you know, we had that going. Yes, Curt Hawkins being on the show was very nice, and I hope that Clay was kind enough to scrape him off his shoe when he was done with him.
Oh, was it during the Santino match? During Otunga?
Probably. It might have been.
Okay.
But one other development show-wise, and there's a couple other things I'll get to regarding the show. There was a little bizarre thing with the Jack Swagger match that a lot of people were kind of scratching their heads over.
Yeah.
Somebody to speak?
Yes, I will.
Swagger,
okay.
Screw job.
No. What happened was is that during the CM Punk Jack Swagger match, CM Punk was given a count of three. And Swagger got his shoulder up. And what happened was that we were going, What's wrong with Doan? And again, John Laurinaitis on WWE.com said, you know what, the refs made a mistake. I'm reversing the decision. I'm not reversing the decision, but I'm giving Jack Swagger a title match against the quote-unquote injured Zack Ryder.
So, for those of you scoring at home, even if you are alone, this piece does not go to Matthew.
KFEE, Kayfabe Radio.
Twas not a botch. This is apparently deliberate storyline to maintain the Swagger Rider stuff, at least. But Punk sold it on Twitter. And it did cause a little bit of griping in the IWC world, but don't expect it to go to Botchamania because it's storyline. Besides, Jack Don's better than that. We know this. And yes, I do. Yes, we do know him by name, and they actually said his name tonight.
Yes, we do expect Big Show to be fined for this because referees don't have names.
So, although speaking of Big Show, his feud with Daniel Bryan has been very, very interesting. This over the top persona that Bryan has cultivated. Typha, what do you think of this?
I enjoy it very much. It's something about his over-excitement over, like, count-out and disqualification victories. it's just enjoyable to me. And one thing I'm hoping is that with his beard he's got going now, we're
mm-hmm.
just small steps away from him shaving his head and bringing the cape back like he had in Ring of Honor.
Oh, no.
No. You know, I just thought of it. This reminds me of Jericho, kind of, in a way. Doesn't it?
Who did a goatee and not a full beard? Wait, what do you mean?
Well, you know, Jericho said, you know,
like
his ego.
First undisputed champion era.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Good point, Typho. VRM, you got anything on this one?
Yeah, not really. It's like I don't watch. I know they're on both shows now, but I'm not watching as much. I'm finally gonna be able to start watching again now that football's over, at least non-playoff football.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I really can't chime in on this.
No, that's fine. I just didn't want you to feel left out. And you're coming in at a good time with Raw still having some fun with Geritrol, and then next Friday, SmackDown is doing Sin City SmackDown, a.k.a. a roulette night.
SmackDown roulette?
SmackDown's getting it. I think this is SmackDown's first roulette show, isn't it?
Somewhere Eric Bischoff is rolling over in his grave.
Yeah, just rolling his eyes and thinking that only 10% of the people will watch it. As somebody who's been to a roulette show, I think these shows are always fun. I realize, yes, they are rigged as hell, but so is the rest of Vegas.
Hey, I've won in Vegas.
My point is proven. Oh, wait.
You suck.
Can we get Capture the Midget from the original Raw roulette wheel put back on and have it where somebody captures Hornswoggle and we just never see him again?
Only if they'll bring Hurricane and Rosie back for one night. Is Helms healthy yet?
Not yet, no.
Not quite. He just had another surgery on his foot. I think it was like the final of three surgeries or something like that.
Oh, wow.
When he screwed up bad.
Yeah, but I just, sad to say, Typho, I just watched that recently. Since SOPA isn't active yet, and I don't anticipate it passing, I've come across a lot of footage that I thoroughly enjoyed from the past, including the Capture the Midget segments, which I thought were hysterical, although I'm still scratching my head at the ending. But yeah, I attended the Raw Roulette in Cincinnati in late 2009? Yeah. Because this was early in the Parkour Jomo stuff, because we got Jomo, Sheamus, and a False Count Anywhere match. Like I said, I love these shows. I don't care if they're fixed. There's still a little bit of feel. There's still a feel of randomness. And unlike Oksana, no, I'm not going to make that joke.
It'll be hard to beat the Triple H D'Lo Brown blindfold match.
In sheer wrestle crap, or just...
A little of everything.
Because give me, from that same show, give me the Roulette TLC, because that was amazing. Let's see. Confirmation.
That's what, TLC 4?
I don't know which number it was, but it was only the second televised TLC. Because they had done a throwaway one on SmackDown before this.
Yeah, that was TLC 4.
But this one was Kane, Jericho.
Yeah, it was Kane and Hurricane, Bubba Ray and Spike.
Right.
Christian and Chris Jericho.
Right.
And Jeff and Rob Van Dam.
And Hurricane was beaten down backstage before the match, so Kane was able to defend the tag titles by himself in this TLC. Jericho almost got killed when he went tumbling off a ladder and almost hit his head on the ring steps as he came down. If you watch the video carefully, there is a ref's X for this. And I'm not going to mention what happened after that. I will leave that to your imaginations or to anybody who is willing to remember such things. Well, there you are.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what does the GM have to say tonight? I know this is a wrestling show, but it bears mentioning that Tim Tebow and Stone Cold Steve Austin have a 316 connection. Jason knows more about it than I do. But if this does repeat, then you will have two reasons to hate Tim Tebow. First being a Florida graduate, second actually stealing Austin's gimmick. Let's see. So, since you are not a football show, you don't have to talk about it. That's about as far as you need to go with that, but you do have to sell some soap. Dagnabbit.
Yep.
All right, gentlemen, we need to take a short break. So sit back, relax, grab a soda. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. And from there, we're going to have 106 million reasons to talk about John Cena and the Hall of Fame. So give us a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net on the CLW83 network.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW ROH and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at. Williamswear is now a part of the CLW83 network and is proud to offer official CLW83 network merchandise. Go to williamswear.clw83.com. Click the CLW83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamswear.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW83 network. Tune in and shop right now.
Exclusive interviews and thought-provoking discussion on pop culture and reality TV. Listen live every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, to Pop to Reality, where pop culture meets reality TV. Hosted by Jeff Weiss and Mark Roberts. Pop to Reality on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jim Williams, and you're listening to the CLW83 Network. Tune in.
Could you plug yourself anymore?
And welcome back. Before we jump into some of the things with the Hall of Fame, I'm deliberately pushing this back because of some of the discussion with one of the entries. John Cena has managed to get a dollar figure to his worth, and I'm still trying to figure out who called who. First of all, Typho, you realize that Superman's worth $106 million to the WWE?
I have heard that, yes.
So, VRM, do you think he should take some of that worth and buy out TNA?
Well, depending on how much of TNA you want, they actually would want to actually buy out.
Or actually, we can just wait till things start slipping again, and he can buy them for pennies on the dollar, like every other league out there. Jason, we discussed this earlier.
This is like, I'm sorry if I'm stealing your thunder here, but
no, go ahead.
As you know, one of my hobbies outside of wrestling and politics is contests and sweepstakes. I win a lot of contests, and I've been doing it for the past 15 years. I go to conventions and all that stuff. Now, you remember last year when Dwayne The Rock Johnson and John Cena started their feud, and Rock called John Cena a human version of a Fruity Pebble or some such like that, right? You do remember that, right?
Of course, and I also remember when Cena kind of trolled him right back by having a bowl of Fruity Pebbles live on Raw.
Right, okay. Well, it seems that John Cena and The Rock and the WWE have had the last laugh. The photo circulated a couple of weeks ago, but WWE made it official this week. The Post Cereal Corporation and the WWE are teaming up on Fruity Pebbles boxes to win John Cena merchandise and a trip to, I believe, a WWE event to meet John Cena and a meet and greet and all that good stuff. I don't know the exact contest, but it's something like that, right? Something like that.
Right.
And Dwayne Johnson tweeted to Cena and JR, he goes, "I hope my royalties check is in the mail. Thank you, John." You know. So I'm wondering who approached who.
This is worth speculating because I'm glad you said Post. For some reason, I thought Fruity Pebbles was under General Mills,
it is the Post Cereal Corporation.
Thank you. No, because I was thinking General Mills just because they're local to me. But I really want to know, did Cena go to Vince and say, hey, call Post Cereals and see if they'd even be interested in this? After all, John, that is your audience. Or did Post Cereals go, wow, look at all that free publicity?
And it even made ESPN, believe it or not. I'm looking at it right now.
Damn. Now, I remember seeing some of the pictures circulating, a few weeks back. Are they going with that light blue shirt they had in some of the pictures?
Yes, it is the light blue picture, yes.
Okay. So, who wants a sky blue John Cena shirt?
He's going to appear on 3 million boxes of Fruity Pebbles through March. Okay? The on-pack instant win will receive a VIP meet-and-greet with Cena, priority seating and transportation, and an autographed Rise Above Hate shirt. And second prize winners will win the T-shirt as well. And then you look inside the specially marked boxes for the code, you submit it online, and you see if you win or not. You could meet John Cena. And I think that's awesome. That is so cool, and that's why they ain't turning him heel.
They can't afford it. They can't afford to turn him heel. Not for $106 million, ladies and gentlemen. So, now to the story that I've been pushing back and pushing back and pushing back, because I'm expecting a little bit of discussion, and you'll have to forgive my passion on this. The first inductees for the Hall of Fame have been announced. And we've already got our first single introduction and our first tag team / group introduction. They announced Edge was going in there as their first inductee to the Hall of Fame, which I'm happy But Typho, isn't it a little too soon?
I guess you could say maybe, but I mean, if you look at a situation like Eddie Guerrero, I know it's not the same at all, really, but I mean, he went in pretty quickly, and Edge, I mean, looking down his resume, I mean, he deserves to be there, but if it's this soon, I don't know. I mean, maybe they should adapt a rule like all major sports have, where you've got to be out of the game for 5 years or so before you become eligible for the Hall of Fame. But and there's no set rule on that, so Edge is done, so why not, I guess.
Well, there you go.
So if you're going by that logic, then Flair would have been come persona non grata before he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Who? I'm sorry?
Flair would have become persona non grata, and as such would not even get mentioned in the Hall of Fame until he finally left TNA.
If I mean, there's been plenty of people who've been inducted, and they're still active in wrestling. Maybe not in the WWE, but they still work shows and stuff, like Tony Atlas, like Jim Duggan, etc. I mean, they induct guys who aren't even finished wrestling, technically.
Right. Now, until they actually get a physical Hall of Fame, and I think until some real ground rules are put down, and just grandfather in who's already there, I don't see that changing anytime soon. So, Jason, you think they'll grab Christian? Do you think they'll go get Rhino? Who's putting Edge in?
I think the only logical person to induct Edge in is Christian. It's got to be done. That's the guy to do it. They are legitimate friends. They've been friends since kids. It's a great story. And
they even used to be brothers.
Ha ha ha.
I still consider them brothers, but, I realize they aren't for real.
Sorry.
But
look, it's a great induction. Yeah, it may be a little early. I mean, look, Shawn Michaels' induction was early, too, if you ask me.
Okay. No. Personally, no.
Hey. Then if Shawn Michaels wasn't early, Edge wasn't early. Okay? Pick a side.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at you.
About the same.
Sorry, Typho?
Time spans are about the same between Edge and Michaels, their last match, and their Hall of Fame inductions.
Pretty much. I mean,
yeah, I'm just saying that Michaels had a longer career.
25 years versus 15.
Right.
But Edge was, okay, king of the tag team matches. Okay, Edge's place in history cannot be denied. Edge and Christian's, tag team and ladder matches with the Hardys and the Dudley Boys are stuff of legend.
Oh, agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
No Mercy 99 with the seventh match in the Terry Invitational Tournament was not only a seminal moment for them, but a seminal moment in wrestling history,
mm-hmm.
if you remember correctly. Because it was the first tag team ladder match and made both the Edge and the Hardy superstars.
Right.
Okay.
And then there was SummerSlam 2000.
Oh, the first TLC match?
Yeah.
Yes. Or in the words of JR, how do you fall off a... How do you learn to fall off a 20-foot ladder?
They went out there and tried, yeah.
Okay.
Edge also, I believe, is the one... I will also give Edge for setting the groundwork. While Money in the Bank wasn't his idea, he's essentially set the tone for how Money in the Bank works post-match.
Right, because he was the one who was the first one to... Yeah, exactly.
New Year's Revolution.
New Year's Revolution of 06... which I loved watching my IM blow up that night. 3 out of 4 people condemning Edge for doing what he did.
Of course, remember in that time period, the whole 3 weeks of a title reign he had, remember what it did to Raw's ratings?
They went through the roof.
Skyrocket?
Yeah. Yep.
They absolutely went through the roof. He has one of the highest rated segments in the last 10 years, the Live Sex Celebration, sadly. But, you know, and I don't think a lot of the stuff we heard in the video package that they've been playing is hyperbole.
No. Oh, no. They're not blowing smoke up edges behind. It's real.
That'd be hard to do. The man's got a really small ass. Anyway,
But you want,
Maybe if he's not busy that night, Matt Hardy can induct him.
Oh, jeez.
No. Christian will come out and hit Matt Hardy with a chair just for Edge's sake.
That's all right. They're friends again now, anyway.
But I think it's well deserved.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't say it was deserved. I just thought it was a little too soon.
Okay.
Actually, you know, the other thought was that if they were going to do another Mania in Canada, that they should do it there. But we haven't heard about another Mania being outside of the United States, much to Canada's chagrin and much to the rest of the world's dismay.
They've gotten two. They're fine.
Tell Trista that. Now, the group induction.
Here we go.
Yeah, I've already discussed this with a couple of people. The group induction is a very well-deserved group and one that pretty much defined stables in the
80s? 70s, 80s?
70s and 80s? How long were the Horsemen together?
They weren't 70s. They were early 80s through all the way up through 2000 in different incarnations.
Right. Now, WWE has been very specific in that they are having the original Horsemen as to be the only ones to be on stage.
86, 87 it started. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I was just checking it in.
So those that will be on stage will be Arn, Tully, J.J. Dillon, Barry Windham, and Flair has said he will be there. After all, he has a ring to grab and pawn. To me, and I, you know, I might lose listeners over this, but I really don't care. The Horseman is a concept that did have many members, as Typho mentioned. So I would believe that a majority of those who were part of the Horseman, vicariously, if I must, should go into the Hall of Fame with them.
Nice way to backdoor Paul Roma into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Typho.
Nice.
Although, admittedly, I still balk a bit at the thought of putting Mongo McMichael in there. I'm not sure if I can really stoop myself to that.
Some of us do have standards.
He should be in there for his Nitro commentary alone. One of the great color men of our time.
Loudy, 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 loudy. But this is going to put a couple people in there that I know there would be a lot of controversy about. I believe Luger was a Horseman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sid.
Yep.
Sid was a Horseman. Benoit was a Horseman.
Pillman.
Pillman's already in, though, isn't he?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. But
Dean Malenko,
who sorely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah,
that's the only way he's going to get into the Hall of Fame. That's the only way he'll ever get into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Mr. Perfect, who's already there.
Yeah.
Sting.
Yeah.
again, you know, although I think that once Sting does finally call it a career, WWE will find a way to put him in.
First year he does, by the way.
Yeah. But, personally,
I find it interesting that they're going with the incarnation of the Horseman. They're going with, because I assume Ole Anderson wouldn't show up anyway. So.
I don't think they'd let him in.
I don't think he'd want to be there, and I don't think they want him there. So I guess.
Well,
that's how that's gonna go.
I was gonna say, isn't this incarnation the incarnation they're going with the original?
No, the original was. Original is the Andersons, Tully Blanchard, Flair, and Judy Dillon.
Okay.
This would be the next version where Barry Windham came in.
And third version.
Tully Anderson.
Well,
he replaced Tully, I think.
Yeah,
when Tully and Arn left.
Yeah, Lex replaced Ole Anderson, and then Windham replaced Lex.
Yes, that's right. And then eventually Ole came back in and was a manager, and I think he managed the version with Windham and Flair and Anderson and Blanchard, at least for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, for me, getting Benoit in there, even if it's vicariously, even if it's backdoor, to me, he's in there.
The same logic I used when they inducted the Von Erichs, and I said Lacey Von Erich's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, jeez.
Because, hey, no, it's the Von Erich family. Derp.
Yeah. No, okay, let's get serious for a second here. Do you really believe that this is the closest Benoit's going to get?
Unless they actually, because they're not going to do an induction for the Radicals. And what else has Benoit been a part of that they could semi-include him without including him? This is as close as he's going to get.
And how much do you think the crowd is going to be chanting Benoit, Benoit, Benoit?
They won't.
I think they will.
And if they do,
I hope they do. But they'll mute it.
No, they won't. They won't mute it. They won't even show the. They won't even show the Hall of Fame if it happens.
If nothing else, you know Flair's going to mention him, like he mentioned him in his original Hall of Fame speech.
And I hope I would just want Benoit's name mentioned. I'm not expecting it. I'm not anticipating it. I probably won't even see the Hall of Fame. Sadly, I haven't watched many Hall of Fames. I barely went back to watch 22, the Hall of Fame for 22, which was the one I attended, despite the fact that I got on camera. Just for the record, it's during Cena's Refrigerator Perry NFL Films speech.
Okay.
And I'd personally be okay with, and if not a mention of Benoit, at least some kind of acknowledgement in the video, just a quick shot somewhere, because he was a horseman. He was a horseman for a decent period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, for me, my favorite version of the horseman, they were there just for a very short time, but it was Flair, Anderson, Benoit, and Pillman. I loved that version of the horseman. I mean, Pillman bolted about 4 months after they all came together, but while they were there, that was my favorite version.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the closest Benoit is ever going to be to any Hall of Fame. WWE, Japan, Stampede. You know, Stampede had a Hall of Fame. I don't even know if Japanese wrestling has a formal Hall of Fame.
I think they do. The the Cauliflower Alley, and I believe there is a Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know exactly.
But like I said, this is the closest Benoit's going to get. And I don't care if I lose listeners. This is, you know, this is why I approve of the Four Horsemen going in.
Well, you know what? I understand your point of view. I totally do. You know, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with it either.
Right.
I just think that they're being very specific, and I think they're being very specific to be politically correct.
No. I understand that they have an image to maintain. So nobody who's actually employed with the WWE will mention him by name. Flair is my best chance.
You think?
That's about my best chance. The only other time I've been able to catch Benoit's name dropped since mid-late 2007 has been Flair's induction to the Hall of Fame that you mentioned, Typho, and Jericho surreptitiously dropping Benoit's name during the 1004 Foes of Chris Jericho.
And also during Bret, as I said, during Bret Hart's Hall of Fame speech, too.
But that was 2006.
Okay.
So, back then it was actually okay to say his name.
Okay. Okay,
no.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm just, like I said, people think I put them on a pedestal. No. I just want him acknowledged.
It's a separation.
I think their reasoning really for the version of the Horseman they're putting in more so is to cut out Ole Anderson than it is for anything else, because anytime they talk about the Horseman, it's the 80s. They barely ever even go into the 90s versions of the Horseman.
Right.
It's always the 80s, and people thinking about that are going to think Ole Anderson, and they're doing that, putting Barry Windham in to show you, no, it's not Ole Anderson, it's Barry Windham.
Right. No, I agree with you there. I just, like I said, it's one of my little handful of pet peeves when it comes to the WWE.
Understood. Yep.
So, quick answer before we go. I'm going to throw this to each of you guys in turn. I'll start with you, Jason. Yokozuna for the Hall of Fame.
Rumors are circulating he's in. I don't know if he's necessarily Hall of Fame worthy, but he was pretty good.
Typho, what do you think?
As a young viewer of the then WWF, Yokozuna was one of the first big-time heel champions that I ever got to see, like, his whole reign all the way through and everything. And to me, that almost year he held the title, he was a great champion, and I think he deserves it.
Okay, VRM.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. I unfortunately will have to abstain too because I wasn't watching just yet. Although, admittedly, I'll give somebody 150 internets for footage of Lex Luger body slamming him and driving off in a truck.
Well, he body slammed him at the Intrepid on a July 4th one day.
Right. Yep. Didn't he win a truck out of that or something?
No, he just did. Because what they did was Todd Pettengill of WPLJ-FM
mm-hmm.
hosted the event, and everyone tried to do it. Professional sports stars, Macho Man Savage, and others. I believe it's on the Raw.
Bob Backlund.
Yeah, Bob Backlund and others. I believe it's on the Raw DVD set somewhere.
Okay.
I believe
yeah,
in the first two seasons.
So all right.
You want to check that out, it's on there.
All right.
And then, of course, the big title match at SummerSlam. He wins by countout, and they have the biggest celebration of all time.
Just like Daniel Bryan, right?
That's what I think of when I see Daniel Bryan celebrate, like a disqualification win like that. I think about the locker room clearing and them putting him on his shoulders and dropping balloons and confetti.
Yes.
Even like a little 7-year-old kid watching that, I'm like, this is stupid. He didn't win the title.
It's like when Ziggler, you know, won the title and such.
Yeah.
So So, well, that, and yeah, and the Daniel Bryan thing, and for, you know, the, as I've sent people the first page of this goofy thread on the fan boards, just called Yes, 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 and Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With this beautiful over the top thing of all these gifts of Bryan jumping up and down. It's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We are in archive, gentlemen. I don't know if, let's see if I've got anything left that we need to cover.
I really don't think so. I mean, as I said, it's just, it's going to be very interesting to see who else they put in. Oh, who do you think is going in for the celebrity wing this year?
I saw jokes about Richard Simmons, so that's out.
I heard Tyson, maybe.
That actually wouldn't be a bad call, especially since they just showed the Tyson Austin stuff from Rumble 98 on,
right,
tonight, on SmackDown tonight.
Yes.
If anybody deserves a celebrity induction, it's Tyson, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was the best used celebrity ever in wrestling.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't watching in 98, but what little I've seen, it looked like he got it. Either that or they just worked really well around him.
Well,
he's been a wrestling fan his whole life, so he understood.
And also the rumor is, of course, at WrestleMania that Shaq is going to be involved in a match of some sort.
So do you think he'll be their celebrity guest for Mania?
One or one of two.
Who's
again, the rumor was that Zack Ryder was going to go with the situation, you know, from Jersey Shore. But again, I don't know.
God, I hope not.
Between them and TNA, they're going to have the whole Jersey Shore cast in wrestling run's over.
Allow me to say this. The Jersey Shore is by no means at all an accurate depiction of New Jersey.
We understand this.
And to my knowledge, the show is also, I personally wouldn't find it, I don't find it entertaining from what little I've seen of Snooki. And I'm not knocking Zack Ryder, but if he's supposed to be acting like a character from Jersey Shore, I don't get it. I just think he's a goofball, but...
Mm. Well, but the rumor is, by the way, the rumor has switched. If you remember, they were supposed to have Randy Orton win the Royal Rumble, you know, the hometown hero dude.
Yeah.
But WrestleChat is reporting that Jericho is going to win it this time around.
I think that was a perk just to get him to come back. And
he needs it. It's one of those few things he hasn't accomplished.
That's true. He does not have a Rumble win under his belt, and this would be...
And he doesn't have a Mania title win.
No.
He's got a couple defenses. But.
Yeah, I was going to say, but if he wins the Rumble, he's going after Punk.
Right.
No, undoubtedly.
Although, not that I wouldn't mind Jericho Bryan, but that's heel-heel. At this juncture, it's heel-heel, so it wouldn't work.
If they did a segment where they both just celebrated for about 20 minutes straight, I'd go for it.
Actually, that would be kind of fun.
All right, listen, I got to take this, guys. I'll be off. I'll talk to you later, guys, all right?
All right, Jason.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. So, gentlemen, I think we've covered pretty much everything.
One thing I want to ask to the group, Jason's already gone, so I can't ask him. Is it wrong if I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings and I hear California Girls playing on the radio overhead? Is it wrong if I start singing to myself Equestria Girls?
You said to yourself.
Hmm.
So is it wrong? Well.
Well, duh.
I stand by my answer. As long as you don't jump up on the tables and start dancing, I don't have a problem with it. But care to chime in on this one, Typho, or would you like to abstain?
I don't see a problem with it.
But no, no big deal. I just I'm craving wings. Damn it, VRM. And I don't even know if I have a Buffalo Wild Wings near me. Now you're gonna make me look that up too.
Hey, we didn't get to discuss the great news that Hulk Hogan's going on the UK tour.
Oh, I did have some Hogan news. I thought he was still laid up because half of his face was infected from dental surgery.
I guess he'll be over it by then.
Well, I saw something about this in on the fan boards that he went in for some sort of dental surgery, and they left a tack or something in where the implants had been put in, and got really badly infected. And I was like, cool, that means he won't be on TV for a while. Teenage Rage.
He hasn't been anyway.
Oh, let's see.
He's been off ever since he came back with the red and yellow after Bound for Glory.
Okay.
He just kind of disappeared. But he'll be there. He'll be there for the UK Impact.
I believe it.
And Sting will be there. I don't know why they had to make that a big announcement, since he's like the GM figure of the show.
Right. VRM, you're lucky. There is actually a Buffalo Wild Wings near me. And I will have to go hunt it down tomorrow. Damn you, VRM. Because I'm not going anywhere else tonight. It is too damn cold.
Too damn windy.
You can go there tomorrow to watch the Saints suffer. Watch the 49ers beat them down.
I'm just going to tell Carl not to listen to this broadcast. Oh, my goodness.
We hit the Saints at 10 LSU.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. All right, gentlemen. I think we've done enough wrestling for one night. But much obliged. And we'll definitely be doing this. We'll be doing this next week. Oh, and VRM. I didn't know if you caught this in the chat room, but Statboy is a giant question mark for the Rumble special at the end of the month.
So I've got Pick'em's duty then.
Right. I want you two to get together though. I think I would like you guys to have a mutual spreadsheet that you can pass back and forth so that we can keep the Pick'ems all in one place. Would that be cool?
Yeah.
Okay. So just when you get a chance, just catch up with Statboy and we'll get that started. But I will need you on the 29th.
29th is only the Pro Bowl, so.
And
only four people will watch the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you, me, Jason, and Carl.
Pretty much.
About four people will play in the Pro Bowl.
So
I'll throw in my early Royal Rumble pick of Jinder Mahal.
For number 14? I better explain that, shouldn't I?
I get it. I've seen
it. Okay. Okay.
I'd rather that be Hornswoggle.
I have a feeling it's going to be Tyson Kidd.
If he makes it to the Rumble.
Yeah, seriously.
I did it tonight, though, after his match, if you can call it that. About 2 seconds after it finished airing on Twitter, he posted, "I think that was my best match to date."
Tyson Kidd or Brodus Clay?
Tyson Kidd.
Okay, that's funny. Okay, where is this Wild Wings again?
I think the one thing he replied to after that, somebody Somebody just replied to him with, you suck, and he replied with, thanks for noticing.
Fear, I'm taking note. I am gonna make people pick 14 and 27 as well as the winner, because I think we already know who the winner is.
Yeah. So somebody has to pick who gets Screwball's place, and they're not up to 27 yet. They're not even into the 20 yet in the Pony Rumble.
Right, but yeah, who's getting the Future Endeavor spot? Who's going to get the lucky 27? Who's actually going to win?
And no, you're not. Prize entrance thing.
Yeah, we can do that too. And no, VRM, you are not allowed to put down Screwball. That's funny. That's awesome, and I'm going to have to go bug the guy about that. But no, you're not allowed to put Screwball. So I think on that note, oh my lord, now we'll do this again next week. So VRM Typho, thanks for showing up.
Alright, in the meantime, I'm off to Planet Funk.
Have fun. Say hello to Terry for me. And if Dory's around,
I think Flash will be there.
Sweet. And make sure once you're there to call your mama. So, all right, guys, let's call it a night.
All right. Good night.
Night all.
Good night, guys.
For more information about this podcast and all of our other podcasts, please visit our website at clwa3.com. Any questions or comments? Please send an email to clwa3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Tune in.